For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, January 27, 1995, the international hashish seizure record is set at 290,400 pounds in Pakistan. January 28, 1972, the Nixon administration creates the Office of Drug Abuse Law Enforcement to establish joint federal and local task forces to fight the drug trade at the street level. January 28, 1982, President Ronald Reagan creates a cabinet-level task force headed by George Bush. It combines agents from the DEA, Customs, ATF, IRS, Army, and Navy to mobilize against drug traffickers. February 1, 1909, the International Opium Commission convenes in Shanghai. Heading the U.S. delegation is Dr. Hamilton Wright and Bishop Henry Brent, who both try to convince the international delegation of the immoral and evil effects of opium. February 2, 2004, a congressional budget rider known as the Ishtook Amendment takes effect. The law penalizes any traffic system that accepts advertising promoting the legalization or medical use of illegal drugs such as marijuana by cutting off all federal financial assistance. 4 months later, the U.S. District Court rules that Ishtook's law violates the First Amendment by infringing on free speech rights. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's Corrupt Cop story for the Drug Truth Network. We usually don't do stories about simple drug possession, but we'll make an exception when it's a person who makes a living prosecuting drug offenders. So this week we're going to Prescott, Arizona, where Navajo County Deputy Prosecutor William Reckling was arrested on January 15th and charged with buying an 8-ball of methamphetamine. The bust came after the local Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking Task Force heard that someone representing himself as a Navajo County prosecutor was making meth buys. Reckling is charged with possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. No court date has yet been set. As always, there are more corrupt cop stories this week. Check them out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
My name is Angel Raich. I'm a mother of two teenage children, and I fought all the way to the Supreme Court for the right to use the medicine that saved my life. I've been permanently disabled for 10 years. The medicine that gave me my life back and gave my kids their mom back was cannabis, also known as medical marijuana. To learn more about medical marijuana, contact Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or on the web at mpp.org.
What will it take to motivate? Please visit drugtruth.net.
The resolution of this drug war is waiting on you. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.